Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
When you give your money to woke razor companies like Harry's and Gillette, you're funding a leftist agenda that hates your values. But what does that even mean? And where does your money actually go? Marketing, obviously. Expensive commercials showing left-wing dads chiding their sons for roughhousing with friends or helping their daughters shave their beards. We've all seen them. If they were just creative scripts, that would be one thing. Maybe Harry's and Gillette are pretending to be woke. No, it's more real than you realize. These companies are putting your money where their mouth is and shoveling it into radical leftism and so-called racial justice. Over the summer, Harry's created a limited edition razor and gave all $130,000 they made from it to extreme trans activist groups, including one that pushes puberty blockers and hormone therapy for kids. They donate to race-baiting organizations that sponsor workshops on racial microaggressions and liberating oneself from Eurocentric ideas. They bankroll influencers like Jazz Jennings, who at 5 years old was one of the youngest publicly documented people to transition in the world. Why the youngest? Follow your money to the next chapter of the leftist playbook, Environmental, Social, and Governance. Here you'll learn that Procter & Gamble, Gillette's parent company, is owned by the three wokest firms on the planet, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. Any surprise that Vanguard funds abortions and hosts all-age drag shows? Fun for the whole family. And of course, when it comes to political donations, we don't have to tell you that in 2020, the top recipient of P&G's money was far and away the presidential campaign for Joe Biden. On every front, woke razor companies are using your dollars to slash at the very fabric of society across gender, race, business, and politics. How do they sleep at night? Just fine. On the goose down pillows you bought for them. Well, it's time for a rude awakening. Finally, you can take a stand without giving up shaving altogether. Jeremy's Razors, a blade that helps you look your best without enriching the left. One that doesn't hate your values or demand you believe lies. If you're not a subscriber yet, today is a great day to join because the contest is now on to win Jeremy's McLaren. All you have to do is refer Jeremy's Razors to your friends and you might drive away in the God King supercar. Go to jeremysrazors.com/play to jump into the competition. Remember, he's not just taking your money, he's taking theirs.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.